Super Delicious Cereal presents The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today, Lois Lane and Editor Perry White are en route to the suburban town of Midville, where, as we know, they hope to meet Superman. We'll join them in a moment, but right now, let's look in on Dan McCullough, who has something to show his cousin Doris and his young pal Rusty.
Hey, look here, Rusty. Doris, too. Aren't these just about the best-looking things you ever saw?
What you got, Dan?
Hey, new comic buttons.
Oh, Dan, aren't they super?
Yep, this is the new second series of comic buttons that Kellogg's Pep is putting out now.
Oh, boy, are they classy, and you've got all 18 of them. Lord Pushbottom is a funny old geezer, isn't he?
Yeah, Plushbottom, that's right. And look at Jiggs. Silk hat, red vest, cigar and all.
And Popeye, I didn't know he was in the second series. He sure looks tough.
Here's Maggie over here.
She and Emmy are sure a couple of old sourpusses, aren't they? They always hand me a laugh.
And here's Handsome Fritz.
And Andy Gump.
And the little king.
And Uncle Willie. Look at that checkered suit, will you?
There's Olive Oil.
And Rip Winkle and Harold Pean. And Superman, of course.
Say, Dan, how did you manage to get all 18 of these new second series buttons at once?
Well, it's a sample set the Kellogg Company loaned me, so I could tell the gang how swell these comic buttons look. You see, everybody had so much fun collecting the first series that there's double the excitement about this brand new second series. Think of it, gang. 18 brand new pictures of your favorite comic strip characters. That means double the fun. So better ask Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Because that's the only way you can get these exclusive prizes. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's an exciting comic button for you in every package of P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
Convinced that Superman knows something about the brutal murder of Dr. Chi Wan and the theft of the precious jade dragon teeth, Lois Lane persuaded Editor Perry White to print an appeal to Superman to step forward and tell all he knows. While Clark Kent was out, supposedly investigating a bogus art dealer named Carl Schroeder, suspected of being a fascist agent, a telegram arrived for Editor White. Signed Superman, the message urged White to meet the sender at 7 o'clock that night in the old Carson Mansion, a deserted house in the nearby suburb of Midville. Without waiting to advise Kent, White and Lois dashed off to keep the appointment. As we join them now in the editor's car, they have reached Midville and are approaching the Carson Mansion. Listen.
There it is, right up ahead.
That big wooden house on the right?
Mm-hmm. I'll pull into the driveway.
It looks dark and spooky.
Well, all deserted houses look like that at night.
Give me the willies. I wonder why Superman picked this place.
Well, what I know. Come on.
Wait a minute, Chief.
What's the matter?
Do you think maybe it's... Well, do you think it's really Superman waiting for us in there?
Oh, now, look, Lois.
Maybe I sound silly, Chief, but it just occurred to me that we didn't even bother to check the sender of the telegram. It's just possible that he may be a joker or even a killer.
Oh, poppycock. Pure and utter nonsense. Now, you stay here, and I'll go see.
No, Chief, no, don't leave me alone.
Well, I thought you said...
Well, never mind what I said. I'll go with you.
Okay, come on.
It's so dark and quiet around here. There's not a sound. Not even a cricket.
Too early for crickets. Watch these steps. They may be rotten.
Let me hold your arm, Chief.
Sure. Here.
Do you think he's in there?
Can't tell till we get inside. Now pull yourself together.
What's that?
Oh, for the love of Mike, Lois, relax. It's the steeple clock.
Oh.
Ready to go in now?
As ready as I'll ever be, I guess.
Okay, I'll open the door. Stay close to me now.
Don't worry, I will.
It's open, like the telegram said it would be.
Yes, so I see.
Now, come on, let's go inside.
Leave the door open, just in case.
All right, I'll leave it.
Who did that? Who closed the door?
The wind.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Oh, wait, I'll strike a match.
Don't strike
it. What's that?
I said don't strike any matches. Show no light.
Easy, who are you?
I am Superman.
You see, Lois?
I wish I could see.
Her heart pounding like a trip hammer, Lois strains her eyes in an effort to pierce the thick black velvet darkness cloaking the identity of the man who calls himself Superman. Meanwhile, in his office at the Daily Planet, Clark Kent, who is Superman, listens attentively as Jim Olsen tells him how Perry White and Lois Lane left the office soon after a telegram was delivered to the editor.
And as soon as Beanie told me what happened, I ran into the chief's office and found this telegram on his desk.
Let me see it, Jim.
Here you are. When I saw what it said and how it was signed Superman, well, I got a feeling there was something rotten in Denmark.
Yes, there certainly is.
You mean you don't think Superman sent that message either?
I know he didn't.
You do? Well, how...
Well, never mind that. Tell me, how long ago did they leave?
Oh, Beanie said they left about 6 o'clock.
See, it's just 7 now. 7? Great Scott, they were to be at the Carson Mansion at 7. I better get going.
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
No time now, Jim. I gotta hurry.
But I want to go with you.
No can do. See you later. I hope the stockroom's empty. Yeah, it's all clear. I'm in luck. Better lock it. There we are. Now, to get out of these clothes and make real time.
Superman. No telling who used my name to lure Lois and the chief out there, or what he plans to do with them. There we are. All set. Now, up with this window. Out! And away! There's Midville up ahead. Hope I'm not too late. Faster! There's the old Carson Mansion just below me. I'd better drop down and see what's going on. Down! Oh, there they are. Lois and the chief and a strange man talking in the front hall. Can't they tell he's not Superman? No, wait a minute. Of course not. They can't see him in the dark. Well, I'll just sneak through this side door and listen in a bit before breaking up the party. Uh-oh. Hope they don't hear this. No, guess they didn't. But I can hear them. Better get up closer to be ready, just in case.
But how will he help you, Duke? He doesn't
sound like... Smart girl, Lois. She's got a good ear.
You just have to take my word for it, Miss Lane.
Why do you object to our striking a match so we can see you?
I have my reason.
You sure do, brother.
Now, look, this isn't getting you what you came here for. Are you or aren't you interested in what I know about G1's murder?
You bet we are.
Very well, then. Listen to me.
So to make good listening.
The man who killed G1... is known to me and me alone. But for various reasons, I cannot tell you who he is right now. However, I can and will give you the information you want in 48 hours. But only if you promise to have the police investigation called off and make no attempt during that time to find out for yourself.
Say, what do you take us for?
Why must we wait 48 hours?
Because he doesn't know himself, that's why.
Atta girl.
Now, look here, Miss Lane.
He's lying, Chief. What's more, he's an imposter.
Lois.
He's no more Superman than I am.
You're absolutely right, Miss Lane.
Oh, who's that?
Superman, that's Mr. White. Superman in person.
Holy smokes, let me out of here.
No, you don't.
Let go of me. Let go.
Stop struggling. It won't do you any good.
Oh, no.
That gun won't help you either. Oh. Now, relax or I'll...
Superman, let him have it.
All right.
Good heavens.
Sorry I had to do that, but it was the only way I could quiet him. You can strike a match now if you wish, Mr. White.
Yes, yes, of course.
You are Superman.
That's right.
Well, who's he? The bird you knocked out.
I don't know, but I can imagine he can tell you a lot more about Chi-Wan's murder than I can.
Weren't you with Dr. Wan just before he was killed?
Yes, that was the trouble. It was just before. If I'd known they were going to strike, I never would have left him.
Oh!
Chief, what's the matter?
Enough match. Burn my finger.
Light another match. I'll carry this fellow out to your car.
What are we going to do with him?
I guess you take him back to your office and question him. There we are. All right, lead the way, Mr. White.
All right.
But, Superman, suppose he regains consciousness before we get to the office.
Chances are he won't. But if he does, you'll have his gun. Somebody open the door, please. I'll throw him in the back seat.
I'll do it.
Thanks. In he goes. Ah, he'll be all right until you reach Metropolis, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Well, I'll keep him covered. You drive, Lois.
All right.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
Gee, thanks for everything, Superman.
Don't mention it. Up and away!
Zooming up into the night sky, Superman leaves Perry White and Lois Lane with the man he believes may hold the key to the murder of Chi-Wan and the disappearance of the precious jade teeth. Will the man talk? And who is he? We'll know in a moment when we return for the climax of today's episode. But first, a word from your announcer.
You know, gang, there's certainly been a load of excitement around these last few days ever since I broke the news about the second series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Fellas and girls have been all pepped up because now you can have double the fun. Now there are 18 brand new pictures of your favorite comic strip characters to collect and swap duplicates with your pals. Real true-to-life pictures of Andy Gump and Jiggs and Uncle Willie and Superman, of course. Done up in brilliant red and yellow and blue and black. Boy, you'll say these are about the best-looking things ever. Of course, these new comic buttons are exclusive prizes. They come only in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. But you'll find a dazzling comic button in every package of P-E-P Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Returning to the Daily Planet with their prisoner, Perry White and Lois Lane brought him to the editor's office, where they were joined by Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen. At the moment, they are attempting to question the man who had attempted to impersonate Superman.
Now, look, mister. Unless you talk and talk fast, I'm going to turn you over to the police and charge you with the murder of Dr. Chi-Wan.
Oh, no, no. I had nothing to do with that. You're just trying to scare me.
No, we are we? Olsen, tell Miss Backrack to get hold of Inspector Henderson for me in a hurry.
You bet, Chief.
They can't do anything to me. I swear I had nothing to do with the murder.
Then who did?
Barking at him won't help, Lois.
Now, look here, Clark.
Be quiet. Be quiet, you two. Now, mister, this is your last chance. Do you tell us who put you up to this business, or do you tell the police?
Okay. It was a man named Schroeder. Carl Schroeder.
Schroeder?
That's right. He hired me to impersonate Superman and stall off the murder investigation for 48 hours.
Well, I'll be...
What did he want 48 hours for, I wonder?
Oh, that's obvious, Lois. He needed that much time to get the Jade Dragon's teeth, the entire set of 10, out of the country and into the hands of the people he's working for.
Well, leaping lizards. He's already had more than 12 hours.
Time enough to get out of the country by plane.
Yes, yes, but where did he go? North, east, south, or west?
Temporarily stymied, Clark Kent has no idea which way to turn. Carl Schroeder obviously has the 10 precious dragon's teeth. But where is he taking them? North, east, south, or west? Gang, don't miss a single minute of the thrilling chase which begins in tomorrow's episode of The Mystery of the Dragon's Teeth. Tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, for more of the exciting adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, here's some razzle-dazzle news to flash to Mom. Kellogg's variety is back. So now everybody at the breakfast table can have the Kellogg cereal he likes best. Because Kellogg's variety is that grand variety carton holding 10 generous packages of 6 favorite Kellogg cereals. Are they delicious? And does Kellogg's variety make breakfast fun? Why, it's better than a grab bag because you get what you really want. Today, ask Mom to get Kellogg's variety, the package that makes breakfast a picnic. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.